You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
It's Wednesday, the 17th day of February, 2016, day 48 of this year. 28 days till St. Patrick's Day. That's our next countdown. Okay, good.
All right.
And Easter is about a month and a half away, but there are eggs and peeps everywhere you look. So let's go on and get those little bunny costumes out and get that going on here on this kind of foggy morning. Should be a lovely day, hopefully. It rained a bunch yesterday, but today should be decent. Highs about 55 and then warming each day and no rain for a few days, which would be welcomed, wouldn't it, after this endless winter and rain and cold and wetness and blowing of noses and hacking up of pieces of your lung. It's getting old. Drake here with Danny Bruns, Wes Chehalis at Neighbors, and we're just kind of sitting up trying to prop ourselves up for one more day. Because after the peak of yesterday, how do you follow that? The jar back on middays and rust the bus on afternoons. And, man, we are just rocking out. So how was yesterday up here?
It was funny how nervous everybody was.
Did Jar pass out on the air or anything?
Well, no.
Twice.
But he didn't move from that seat.
Why?
I don't know. He was a nervous wreck.
Why?
I have no idea. He's only done this 30, 25 years.
20, yeah, something like that. And how did Ross do?
He did very well.
Yeah.
Was he nervous? He didn't say much, so it was perfect.
I heard one break.
10 seconds, be quiet. Go to spots. Shut up. Well, good. Things kind of come in cycles in this business, and good to have the family and the team together again, and we will carry on and do our best. And by the way, there's no news. There's nothing happening, so today we'll fill the time with free tickets to see Alabama Shakes. When you hear me play them today, ninth call, 535-9898 wins those tickets. And Gary Clark Jr., the great young guitar player, is also going to be coming to town. And we'll give those tickets away too. If you want to see him, email over here to the inbox thinger at drakeinthemorning.com and tell us why you want to go see him. And we'll choose somebody. And we have free things all day long for today and for the entirety of the week. So go after them if you choose. The news locally, I suppose this is no surprise, considering that MATA has, and MATA is the bus system in this town that also involves the trolleys and such, and they've been going down the drain for several years, and now it seems, as the headline says in the newspaper today, MATA nearly, quote, dead as fiscal woes fill buses. They need $12 million from the city to keep functioning.
They sound like Kanye West.
How can you F up a bus system so badly?
I never see anybody on the buses.
Never.
Mm-mm. That may be part of the problem.
But they have let this get out of control, and I guess that the city can just do so much about it. I don't know. We talked to somebody about this last week, about how much control that the city really has over this system. And seemingly only a partial involvement. Their decline began back in 2009. That would be, by my account, 7 years ago.
Yeah, so they've been raiding.
Spiraling.
Yeah, and they've been raiding their one set of funds to pay for their operating costs.
Well,
and
but it cost $1 million to buy one trolley. That may be a good sign or bad sign right there. But this is the front page of the news today, and they're just going down the drain, and I have no idea who is in charge of this. So it's probably one more thing for the new mayor to deal with, along with the need now for $2 million more for police body cameras. And this cluster F continues as well, and the story gets thicker every day. We've covered this ad nauseum, that yes, these people need lots of money to do this and to roll them out properly and correctly. But the money keeps adding up. So they need some more dough to add to this madness, and this is on hold, I guess, until further notice. I have no idea how this works. In the other news, Josh Pastner, the much maligned coach of the Memphis Tiger basketball team has been given a, well, let's say a brief reprieve. He will not be fired this season as this basketball team continues to have real problems. And he's been given a vote of confidence, always the kiss of death, by the school. And they play tonight. UCF at home at the Forum at 6 p.m. And Josh is asking folks to come out and support the team. But it's not going to happen because the team isn't good. And people do not support losing sports franchises. It's unfortunate, but it's the way that the world works. So he is hoping beyond hope that they can somehow revive their season with three home games left. It's not looking good, and the talk continues on Sports Talk Radio as they are bereft of topics to discuss besides this and the big Grizzlies trade. Well, not it wasn't that big. A three-team trade before the deadline yesterday. Courtney Lee is gone. 30-year-old shooting guard was traded to the Hornets as part of a three-team transaction with the Miami Heat. The Grizzlies get swingman P.J. Hairston and two second-round draft picks from Charlotte and 37-year-old Chris Anderson from Miami. I don't know what we gain from this. I don't mean we. I mean them. I don't play for them. But that was the news for today. And so this trade deadline has come and gone, and that was their move because Mark Gasol is hurt indefinitely. And this dude is a there's one guy here who's a big guy, I guess, who can play inside and do all that. So as they enter their last 30 games, beginning this Friday with Milwaukee, they have some new guys, and Courtney Lee is an ex-Grizzly. So that's gone and done. And beyond that, politics, politicians, I sense a grand lack of interest in this entire proposition. There are some town hall meetings, it says here, tonight and tomorrow night on CNN. But they consist of two or three people both nights. Tonight, Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio will gather in Greenville, South Carolina, to bitch and point fingers. And then Jeb Bush and John Kasich will do it on Thursday night.
And Trump will be there on Thursday.
And Trump, too. So those, I don't know what the point of this is, but it's all in advance of this big primary coming up in South Carolina, which many people are kind of watching very, very closely. There's a piece today on the front page of the national paper about who Americans are most worried about becoming their next president, who you are afraid of the most. The one who is feared the most, little Donnie Trump, because he's insane. Number two is Hillary Clinton, because she's insane. And number three is Bernie Sanders, because he's just, I'm not sure what he is. But these top three are feared by Americans.
He's too different.
And they're the top three, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're afraid of them, but they're all on top of their individual assorted party polls.
Doesn't make much sense to
this
me.
This is the most messed up. This is unbelievably screwed up, and it never, never ceases to amaze. So this nonsense continues. And we'll see where this goes. I have no idea. I cannot believe we got March, April, May, June, July, August. We got 9 more months of this.
It could all be different. And what's funny is 9 months ago, we said the same thing.
Right.
It's not different.
No. Yeah. And nothing has changed. It's the same people with the same nonsense and the same mediaites running their pie holes about how jacked up it all is, but nothing changes. And it is just an incredible thing to watch. The president spoke yesterday, and yes, Mr. Obama, as you may have heard, is the president still. And he will decide, and there were candidates mentioned last night on the NBC News about who the likely candidates are for the Supreme Court in the absence and death of Mr. Scalia. And they all seemed to be decent choices. There were women. There were men. They weren't all Caucasian. There were some various pedigrees of folk. And as much as these people want to bitch about that he can't do it, fellas, he's the president until next January. So can we stop all the histrionics and the insanity and let the process go where it may? It just gets ridiculous. And you wonder why nobody cares and no one's paying attention because of the idiots that just can't stop running their mouths. So that's all I got. Anything else?
No, I would say that instead of being concerned with why Obama as president is appointing the new Supreme Court, why did the last one die? Or why was there no autopsy? Well,
that's the question of for the ages. That's not going to be answered. And if you don't believe that everybody in the world who has a conspiracy gene in them is going, what? The family what?
The family is the one who said no need for an autopsy.
Allegedly. Sure. He was in a remote location in Texas hunting, and he went to take a nap, and he died. Well, how convenient. And so now we're going to and there's no need to autopsy a Supreme Court justice who just happened to croak in his sleep. If you believe that, I got some swamp land I want to show you in Florida. This whole thing reeks. Or are we all just so quick to start, you know, guessing and going, who killed him?
That could be it.
Lee Harvey Oswald. That's who killed him. It's just insanity. So those are the issues, dear friends. Thanks for joining in. And please, by all means, email if you like, mail@drakeinthemorning.com. And we'll cover whatever there is, and there ain't much. There's a story about Parmesan cheese. That's my lead story.
Wow.
All right.
Man, and about how much wine people drink. Let's see. Yeah, that's about it. And there's some aftermath from the Grammys. David Bowie's son was not pleased by Miss Gaga's performance. Duncan Bowie, who was once Zoe Bowie, was not thrilled by her over-the-top performance and made some comments that weren't disparaging entirely, but just that she should calm down and kind of get over it.
Do we know if they ever talked or were friends or what Bowie thought of Gaga?
For the past 10 years, he's been pretty much invisible. He hasn't done anything, and I doubt that he and the Gog were like having, shots somewhere in the East Village. I don't think that happened. That's just my guess. The biggest story that I have skipped, last night, CJ, a 3-year-old German short-haired pointer, was named best in show at the Westminster Kennel Club dog show at Madison Square Garden, the 140th annual. Can you believe that? There were 7 finalists from the hound, toy, non-sporting, herding, sporting, working, and terrier groups. Lucy, the Borzoi, maybe, was named the reserve best in show, which means that she lost and that CJ won.
If CJ dies, she takes over, right?
Exactly. Okay. She's the Veep dog.
He's going hunting in Texas late next week.
Or the pictures will come out.
Yeah. So, truly, on this Wednesday, it is eerily quiet in the world, which it's just the same old stuff, and the noise begins to become kind of white noise after a while. So please enjoy your day and drive carefully wherever you're going. The traffic is already insane, so please be safe and enjoy your day today. Once again, tickets to see Alabama Shakes when you hear me play that band today, 9th Call. 535-9898 to win those tickets, and email and say hi and why you want to see Gary Clark Jr. at Minglewood Hall. We'll take care of that for you, too. Those are the basics of the day. We'll come back and check your emails, mail@drakeinthemorning.com, and the sports news, and there ain't none, except the bubbling under of the story that nobody is talking about, and it is remarkably interesting to watch ESPN and whomever and sit back and wonder why they're ignoring this story about Peyton Manning that has been out there and is bubbling under and has been, well, for 13, 14 years. And that may be why it's being ignored. But it's out there and it's ugly and it is being suppressed by the media, or Archie has paid somebody off and threatened to kill him. It's an ugly story.
I'd much rather read it about Tim Tebow. Is that horrible?
I think he is so pure, white, and clean that he doesn't even know where his penis is. Peyton does, and apparently knows what to do with it and enjoys waving it in people's faces. This may be complete and utter nonsense, but the 74 pages of court documents would dispute that theory. But no one's saying dick about this, no pun intended. It's very, very odd. So that's it. We'll go to the we'll come back and check on the emails and the sports news in just a moment. Miss Loretta. On this Wednesday, February 17, it's 2016, I guess, still, day 48. It should be a nice day, some sunshine in the forecast, highs upper 50s, which will be a beautiful thing. And then it inches up near 70 for the weekend, so that's something to look forward to. But don't be fooled. Winter is not over yet, but some signs of spring are a nice thing. And I saw weeds growing yesterday in my driveway, so that's a good sign. It's hot one day or hot. It's not hot. It's warm. And it's cold again. And so don't get too used to anything just yet. But spring is 34 days away. This week, baseball teams are all reporting to camp, either in Arizona or in Florida. And that is a great thing to have the boys of summer back at what they do best, playing in several places around Florida, where the Cardinals go, where the Cubs go, out in Mesa. And each team has their own special place to go and get all geared up for the season. So that is a good thing. And the NBA has about 30 games left. The Grizzlies are back in action this weekend on Friday night. They return to the attempt to end up in the playoffs against the Timberwolves on Friday night. The trade deadline, I guess, was yesterday. And there was not much talk about any activity around here. But nonetheless, there was some. The Hornets acquired Courtney Lee from the Grizz in a three-team trade. The Grizzlies picked up forward P.J. Harrison from Charlotte and Chris Anderson and some draft picks from the Heat, who get guard Brian Roberts from Charlotte. So some activity there to shore up the bench with Mark Gasol out and some things to come here. So with 29 or 30 games left, they've got some doing to do, and we shall see how this continues. The Tigers, it's bad times in Tigerland, and it's no shock to anybody. It's highly unfortunate because if we didn't like Josh Pastner, it wouldn't matter. But everyone does, and that's the hard part. Year 7 of his deal, 7 years since John Calipari left this city, and everybody about had a complete meltdown. And so Josh had 4 or 5 good years, and now things have gone a little bit south for him, as sports programs tend to do, but he takes the heat because he's the coach. And so word has come out that he will be here till the end of the year. And then they're gonna owe him $2.6 million for about 4 or 5 years. And so the question is, who replaces him? Penny Hardaway has been brought up, which seems like a romantic kind of a fairy tale, to have this guy who is loved in this town and played here come back to coach this team. Then again, he has no experience coaching anything. So how do you justify that? Can he recruit? Can he coach? All of those questions come to mind, and Sports Talk Radio will be beating this to death.
Now, has
there's something else to even discuss.
Has he never coached this league that he has? Or is he just run the league?
I'm not even sure what league it is. Is it one of these JV? What do they call it? These some kind of
semi-pro?
Yeah, kind of. But I don't know that that's really coaching at this level. Because coaching at this level, you know, Josh was in here, I think, in his first year as the coach of this team, or year two, and off the air he said that, you know, he spent most of his time not coaching, but working with compliance with, you know, with just all these rules and not breaking the rules, because he couldn't recruit, he couldn't coach, because he was too busy trying to keep up with the NCAA and all of their demands and such, which I guess over time have gotten easier for him. But There's some kind of a disconnect here between he and these players, and it's unfortunate as heck because the guy is such a nice man, and he'll be fine. How old is Josh? Is he 40 yet?
I don't think so.
No, but anyway, so that's going to go on. There are three home games left. There's one tonight, and he is, I wouldn't say begging, but encouraging folks to please, for God's sake, come out and, support the Tigers. But I just wonder if anybody cares. So that's unfortunate. This Peyton Manning thing, I'm not even sure that anybody is even paying attention. But this came out over the weekend, and this was told to me 5 years ago, at least, by somebody who is truly in the know about college sports. Not some rumor, not some street talk about the fact that Peyton Manning, who is one of our last heroes that you think is untouchable, a nice man with a wife and a bunch of kids and a great dude and all of that stuff. Well, he played football at Tennessee, and there are stories now that are emanating from that era 14 years ago about he and a trainer there and how the Manning family ruined her life because he did something highly inappropriate as she was treating him. And there are many, many stories that connect from that one or that kind of tentacle out from that whole thing. And they're ugly as hell. And there are court documents, 73 pages. And if you want to find it, you can. This was written about in the national newspaper, USA Today, one time by a gal that still works there, Christine Brennan. And then the story vanished. It went away because he's Peyton Manning. And because we have a gigantic lack of heroes. And he was one that was left. And so somebody decided to not push this. Well, now that he has won the big game and is likely done, the stories are coming out again. But this happened, today's Wednesday. I saw this, Saturday. And nobody is saying much about it. ESPN could have this on every break, every sports center, every discussion show. Is that because there are endless debates about everything? But nobody has said a word about this very much. And when they do, they move along quickly. So have you never heard this before, Danny, ever?
No, but I'm one of the few that have never heard it. And I'm looking to see that there were 27 examples of sexual harassment.
Yep.
While working for Tennessee's athletic department. So he's not alone in this complaint.
No, but there are also discussions that beyond his days at UT, and this, let's just say that this is speculation and not fact, because we have so few heroes in the world of sports anymore because they're all pieces of crap in some way. They're either beating up their wives or their kids or doing dope or doing something that is unseemly. But Peyton Manning is the one guy that you figure is not going to be one of them. But the talk has been that his daddy, Archie Manning, who is respected and loved by many people in the South, especially, and they had to call Peyton aside and say, you need to get a grip on what you're doing, or you're going to end up like Tiger Woods. That was the story that I heard from several different people, not just talk and speculation, but fact. And but it never came out until the past couple of days. Why now, we ask? Why now?
The sad part is, the Duke lacrosse team that was 8 years ago, that's the first thing I thought of is,
I forgot about that completely.
Yeah, and they went to complete hell and then it was all false. It was just falsely accused.
Yep. Yeah. When you see, there's an email. I mean, if you Google this, you can find 73 or 4 pages of court documents. That's not made up. That's not false. That's the court system at its finest. And somehow, allegedly, this was buried and put to rest quickly. So let's sit back and see if this ever comes to light, if it is pursued, or if it is dropped like a hot potato by the media because we, you know, God forbid, we don't have some sports hero to respect, especially Peyton Manning. It's a very ugly scene, and I hope that it's, I mean, you just wish that it weren't true, but these documents are not just, you know, faked by some court. So
if this is true with Peyton Manning, next thing you're going to tell me is Bill Cosby drugged women or something.
Well, that's impossible. Good God. He was Dr. Huxtable.
Yeah, that would never happen.
Jeez. Why ain't he dead?
But you know, it's very similar. It's the same kind of person that we put on
fallen
this.
Heroes, man. You know, you just cannot pretend to be what you're not forever, because it's going to finally come to pass that you're exposed. And Peyton Manning is what? He's about to be 40 years old. And if this is to be drug out, and if somebody gets overly journalistic and wants to dig deep, I mean, it's all right there. But 13, 14 years in, do you choose to do that or do you just leave it alone?
I don't know.
The hard question. And you know what's next? Eli and you know, doing something with a goat. I mean, what's left? So Ronda Rousey, it's what's left. I'd like to. She was on the Ellen show yesterday, DeGeneres, and bless her heart, she's going to be posing half naked on the new SI bikini, whatever it is, issue. And she got her ass kicked by Holly Holm in this fight last year. This is chicks fighting like cavemen, animals. I don't understand it. I never have. I don't see the need for it, but there are people that have a great allegiance to watching women beat the crap out of each other. So she got her ass kicked, and she was on with Ellen, and I saw part of this with the sound turned down at the gym yesterday, and she was all tore up and crying, and she said that she was suicidal, fixing to off herself after she lost this battle to this chick, and here's a piece of that yesterday.
Honestly, like my thought, I was like in the medical room and I was like down in the corner, I was sitting in the corner and I was like, what am I anymore if I'm not this? And I was literally sitting there and like thinking about killing myself, and that exact second I'm like, I'm nothing. I'm like, what do I do anymore? And no one gives a about me anymore without this. And to be honest, I looked up and I saw my man, Travis, was standing there, and I was looking up at him, and I was just like, I need to have his babies. I need to stay alive.
Shut the fuck up!
What is wrong with her?
One fight.
I'm drunk because I took a shot every time she said like.
The hell is wrong with her?
She doesn't
know. You're
going
to off yourself because you got your ass kicked by some other chick because you're busy doing the new Roadhouse movie?
I'm surprised.
Skank.
I'm surprised she wants babies because I didn't know that she knew she had a vagina.
Does she have a vagina or is it like a dent like Barbie has?
Yeah, she doesn't act like she does. So
she turns on this feminine chick act when she wants to, and then
that's awful. That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
It's just embarrassing. And she thought about killing herself because she got her ass kicked by some other chick in a ring. In mixed martial arts or whatever it is.
And she's still getting the attention, and this girl, Holly Holm, or woman Holly Holm,
doesn't care.
Is just doing her thing.
She got kicked in the balls. It happens to everybody. It happens to us all. Calm down, honey. I want to have his babies. Maybe he doesn't want to give you any babies because you're an idiot. So, hey, that's sports. There's no basketball. There's no nothing. There's hockey, which is fine. And the Tigers play tonight, so go support them if you'd like to. The email address here to chime in about the world such as it is mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
Yeah, and the subject of Meta, Miguel wrote in.
Hi.
And said, years ago, some friends and I sat down and started running the numbers of how much it cost every time we went downtown. I was driving a PT Cruiser, was living between Appling and Witten. We figured out that if I was by myself and managed to park on the street and not pay for a garage, then it was the same cost for me to drive as it was to ride the bus. It's a lot more convenient, obviously, to drive. And as soon as I put a second person in the car, it's a lot cheaper to drive. And if there's more than two people, it's just a lot cheaper. The calculations were based off about $3 per gallon of gas, so... Between a lack of sticking to a schedule and the cost, that's the reason that Matta is failing and no one's riding them. It's because it's cheaper to just drive downtown.
Well, I must say that back in my youth, I rode buses all the time. I had no car. I was in Louisville. I didn't drive. I didn't want to drive. So I rode buses, as did many people, because it was a giant city, and it was cheap, and you could get, it was just there. It was not unhip to do it. But now... You just don't see people on buses. And what is the need for it? I mean, surely there's a need.
Yeah, and that's what's sad is there is a handful of people that do use them, and there is a need for them. But I would think that maybe a van could work.
One of them long vans?
Yeah.
Between that and the trolley system, which is a nice addition to downtown, and cities like New Orleans and other places have trolleys and trains and light rail and things like that. But this city can't even manage a gosh damn bus system. It's one of those things, and as we reach for the optimism in this town, as things kind of turn around, you watch this mass transit thing go straight into the toilet. And now they need $12 million to sustain themselves. I don't know who's going to feel sorry enough to write a check for that.
And I was being funny about the van, but think about that. I mean, the buses are so...
huge.
Yeah, and the maintenance has got to be hell.
Gas, maintenance, yeah.
Why don't they think of a different way of... Buses really seem outdated.
I wonder how many there are in existence, in operation. And last week, discussed how they plan to... amend the schedule and try better to be on time.
Yeah.
If you're expecting to catch a bus to get to work, it can't be this arbitrary, it'll be here within the half hour. What?
And it could take up to an hour and a half to 2 hours to actually get to your job because all the different stops and routes you've got to go.
Well, let's look at, this stuff like, cars that are not
Uber. Kept.
Uber has taken over the world and is making a freaking fortune, and no one gave them a shot. But it's things like that that are almost comparable in price and approach that have made buses sort of just not doable. Why bother?
And like you said, they're not reliable.
And
not
I found some info on Matta's website. Matta fixed route bus service covers 311 square miles. Bus service operates 153 fixed route buses. 300 shelters, 4,500 bus stops, 33 fixed routes.
4,500 bus stops in this city?
4,500 bus stops, yeah.
What?
Jeez, yeah. Where?
Yeah, do we have 4,500 intersections?
There are maps and schedules on here, of course. So.
Well, I don't really drive around this town that much to see people sitting at bus stops, but I guess that they do because they have no other choice. But there are other options, and it seems to me that you got some giant balls to ask somebody for $12 million to fix a really broken system. And especially when one trolley, which is, I guess, maybe the biggest point, costs $1 million. So this whole thing is jacked up and somebody hasn't been paying attention for a long, long time. And on the list of priorities in this city, that to me ain't even top 10.
No.
But I have a car, kind of. So what do I know?
On the topic of priorities, speaking of that, Andrew wrote in saying, not sure if y'all covered this or not, but in the way of priorities, if you're running a presidential campaign, securing your website would seem to be a top one.
Yeah.
The Jeb Bush campaign did not do this. It did not renew the domain name jebbush.com.
Yeah, we saw that.
Okay.
That's like old story.
And that now goes to Trump.
Thanks.
Okay. And let's see, we had someone also on the subject of Scalia says this plot has definitely thickened for a conspiracy theorist. The ranch where the justice died is owned by John Poindexter, who is a big Obama supporter.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Obama had him killed. Oh, Lord.
And that's why he's right there getting to appoint a new one. Not because he's president, just because he had the other one.
How do you take any of these people or any of this mess seriously? I think that the answer is you don't. No one's paying attention.
And Patty says, you talked about the gift bags at the Grammys yesterday. I hate those things, too. But the only good thing about the one at the Grammys was that the chocolates, a lot or all of them, were made by Memphis' own Philip Ashley.
Oh, that's great. So, well, good for him.
So there's a Memphis connection there.
So all the stars got stuff. 22 grand worth of crap, and this guy got some money. So, well, good for him.
And a couple people have come in and asked us for the Gary Clark Jr. tickets. So we'll
okay.
From those.
We'll try to help you out. Thank you for writing to us. Do anytime, mail at drakeinthemorning.com. Our ongoing thanks to Woodland Tree. Our good friend Taryn Arwood and his staff have been on this program for almost 11 years, and we thank them for their support ongoingly. At this time of year, there's still some firewood. It's not going to be hot for a while, so they have that still. It is time to have your trees checked and pruned before the spring season begins, and they get all, you know, budded out, and you can't, it's just kind of hard to see. But right now, if you have dead trees or need some things removed, these guys are professional arborists. They are very good. I've watched them work for many, many years, and they're really good at what they do. They also build furniture from this wood, and they do lots of things. So the website to find out more about them is woodlandtree.com. Number to call is 309-6779, and they will take care of you as they have many people around here for a long time. Thank you, Taryn, Jesus, the great staff at woodlandtree.com. That's the website, and call them if you need any help whatsoever, and they'll help you out, okay? A little break, and we'll come back tomorrow. Lawyer Bill is here to answer the never-ending questions about the messes we get ourselves in, and tomorrow Bill can give you direction and guidance on how to start. That's in the morning, followed by the editor of the Memphis Flyer, Bruce Van Weingarten. We'll cover all things happening on the streets of this town. That's tomorrow, and we'll do all that then. Don't forget, coming up when I play Alabama Shakes, you can call up and win tickets to see Britney and that great band that just won 3 Grammys night before last. They're playing at the Island in the middle of June sometime. Alabama Shakes tickets later on this morning.
Got 1, 2, so 1 time, 2 time, 3 time, 4 time. All right, baby. 1 time.
You're listening to the number one radio show in the tri-state metroplex. Now in its 50th year. Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max.